The Grammaray Lioness Club hosts a social and recruitment gathering tomorrow evening, May 20th, at Sven and Ole's in Grammaray. Joining us now with more about the Lionesses is Jean Spry. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, can you tell us what is a Grammaray Lioness and tell us a little bit of the history of the group?
Well, I have been a Lioness member for 2 years, so I'm still a newbie. I'm a little cub still, I guess you could say. But I will say that I do know that it was chartered in 1978, and I am still learning what the Lionesses do. It's an amazing organization. As I was talking with you earlier, I am amazed until I joined at how much they do for our community and how much money is raised and put back into the community.
Well, what sort of projects and events do the Lionesses do?
The biggest event, as everyone knows, right before the kickoff for Fisherman's Picnic is the Lioness Buffet Dinner and the silent auction. That is the big moneymaker. And that, my first time experiencing that was amazing. The ladies that have been doing it for years, it's just like a machine. They can do it with their eyes closed. So we were all in awe, the newbies. We were just totally amazed. And we're all so fearful of ever having to take over because they're so good at it. We don't want it to ever stop. The other big fundraiser that we have, we sell pecans. And we actually still have some available if anyone's interested. Sherry Bickle is our pecan queen, we call her.
And where do you get those?
I don't know where they order them from, but we...
No, I mean
from the
to
south.
Buy,
oh,
to buy
Sherry
them.
Bickle is our... the Lionesses go out and sell them, and that's kind of over right now, but there's still some available. We sold them so well last year that this year we ordered more, so we still have some left. And so we... That's the second, I would say, biggest fundraiser. And what this money does is go back into the community. For example, one of the really neat things, and I think it's a newer thing that's being done, like about $4,000 has been given out in grants to the schools, all the schools, the charter schools, the ISD 166, for teachers. They can come in and for things that aren't funded, they can ask for a grant and it's presented to the board and they decide. And it's been really good. Like I said, $4,000, that's a lot to help with different projects for the teachers. The other thing is that, and I personally, my daughter was affected with this, is there's a $1,000 scholarship for continuing education for a high school senior. And I'm proud to say that she graduated just this year from Augsburg College. And I personally firsthand have seen how much each one of these little things helps.
Mm-hmm. So that's the Lionesses in action.
Yeah.
There. And who is eligible to become a Lioness?
Anybody that would like to. And we're looking, that's why we're having this, we're recruiting. We'd like to keep adding people to the group. I don't have a number exactly of how our count is right now, but it's really a nice thing. We meet once a month, and we meet at Sven and Ole's, the Inga and Lena, we call it meeting room. And it's a nice get-together. We always have a nice lunch. We always have a speaker come, somebody from the community. We had Virginia Danfelt-Martin recently with the Energy Project, which it's so good to learn some of those things that are going on, and you can see how it touches people that are at the meeting that might not otherwise hear about it, and then they can share it. So it's, once a month.
Well, why did you get involved, Jean?
Well, I've always thought about it. And I have to give this credit to Lucy Dietrich. She told Virginia, myself, Julie, all of us that it was time. Mm-hmm. We needed to step up to the plate. So here we are. I'm sure she's looking down at us.
Oh, I know. She was an important part of our community.
She kind of kicked us in our rears to get going. All right, you girls, that's it.
Well, tell us about the event tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be actually fun, and I encourage anyone that is interested in being a Lioness not to drag their feet like we did. It's going to be at, again, the Sven and Ole's Ingelina meeting room. We'll have finger food and beverages, and it's from 6:30 till question mark. And we always have a lot of fun. You'll know somebody there. Don't be, fearful. We invite anyone that's interested.
Good. Well, we're talking with Jean Spry of the Grammaray Lioness Club. Tomorrow's gathering to learn more about getting involved is 6:30 at Sven and Ole's in downtown Grammaray. And for someone who can't come tomorrow, how can they learn more about it?
Well, I'm going to give them Virginia Palmer's number right now, and we can always forward it. That's what I have at the top of my head. And that is 387-2131. And she can direct you. She's our treasurer, and mm-hmm. she can direct you to the right person.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just wanted to hit on a few things that I missed just quickly of things that are funded by the money that's raised in our fundraisers. And the Lionesses give back to our community by the Cook County Food Shelf, the Gramarye Art Colony, the Gramarye Playhouse, the local Girl Scouts, the North Shore Music Association, Cook County Kids Plus, the Violent Protection Center, WTIP Community Radio, and Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, just to name a few.
So if you are a member, live anywhere in Cook County, you are benefiting
exactly.
from what you do. Well, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. And I'm sure you're going to have a successful event tomorrow.
Thank you.